This is probably one of those commandments that we've known since we were children. We could probably recite it anytime at all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God alone. The Lord God is God alone. And Him alone shall you adore and give everything to. Everything comes from God. And somehow or another, we kind of resist giving that much back to Him. You know, the greatest commandment, love God above all, love your neighbor as yourself. We know that. But sometimes it's probably the one commandment that we excuse ourselves from the most. We just kind of say, well, we make exceptions. We put words in the mouth of our Lord. Well, if you had to deal with this person, it'd be different. Or if you had to deal with these children, it would be different. Or if you had to deal with these old people, it'd be different. Or if you had to deal with anybody sometimes, it would be different. But that isn't what He said. He doesn't make exceptions. He doesn't say, except for. He said, you love God above all things. You love your neighbor as yourself. And then remember, one gospel story follows that up. And who is my neighbor? Kind of looking for, you know, a way out somehow. And remember the story of the Good Samaritan. The person who was robbed and beaten up, and that's my neighbor. Anybody who is in need is my neighbor. But the important thing, I think, somewhere along the way that we neglect or don't think about, is probably more we don't think about it. And that's what motivates everything about us as Christians, is our love for God. Everything about God is motivated by love. As a matter of fact, in John's gospel, he says, God is love. So He can't do anything but love. Even the most wretched sinner on the face of the earth can go to our Lord and say, I'm sorry, and He would say, I love you. My love for you has never changed. I can't be God and keep changing all the time. My love for you has never changed. But we know what he means when he says that God has that kind of love for us. And that's what he's asking from us. That we operate out of love for our God. And because God has asked us to do this, that we treat people with kindness, that we are fair to them, that we are just with them, that we are forgiving of them, that He would like for us to do that because we love our God. And remember, God said He is present in every living thing. So somehow we have to kind of work on our attitude. What motivates us? I know we talked about this before, but you know, so many people say, well, I follow the commandments, and which is a great thing. That's the basic guide for all Christian life. It has been for generations and generations and generations, going all the way back to Moses. So we say, well, I follow the commandments. But do you notice how many of the commandments you shall not? You shall not do this, you shall not do that. Honor your God, love God above all. Honor your God, respect your God, give glory to your God, keep holy the Sabbath day, honor your parents. But then there's a whole mess of do nots. And he said, I don't want to judge you on the basis of whether you followed that law or didn't follow it. What I want to do is judge you on the basis of, did you love? Did you act out of love for others? Did you act out of love for whatever you did? Your love for me as God, or your genuine love for somebody else? And I think that's one thing in Christian life we've kind of just not talked about a whole lot. We do a lot more now than we used to. But it used to always be the commandments. You shall not, you shall. And as long as I could go to confession and say, well, I followed all the commandments, that I may be a pretty decent person. but maybe I'm not what God is calling me to be. A person who truly acts and lives out of love for your God and for other people. So it's, I think for us as Christian people, faithful Christian people, you come to church, you worship God, you believe, you try to do all the right things, but sometimes I think it's worthwhile just looking at, why do I act? Why do I judge? Why do I do the things that I do to other people? If I'm doing it just for some kind of glory, that may be a nice thing for the person. At least they got something was done for them that needed to be done. But I haven't gotten much because I did it for my own glory. So often in situations where there's emergency, like somebody in an accident and somebody's in serious trouble as a result of that accident, how someone will stop and risk their own life to drag them out of the car or drag them out of danger. And they don't say afterward, well, I did that so I get my picture in the paper or on TV or something. They don't do that. Almost every time you hear that, they say, I'm no hero. I was just trying to help this person in need. And so maybe they acted out of love for their God and for that person without even realizing that I acted because I care enough about other people that I want to do what is right for them. But if we can make our motive always that I'm acting out of love for my God and for the people that I serve, what a difference that could make in our lives. And we kind of say sometimes, well, it's hard to love somebody you don't know. And that's probably true. We can learn to love God. He's revealed himself to us. We can look at all of his creation and find something about God in everything that lives, everything that is. But remember, Jesus also said that if you know me, you know my Father, because the Father and I are one. So if we take the time to study who Jesus is, to see what motivated him, how he acted, why he acted, the good that he did for people constantly, he said, if you know me, you know something about my Father, because we are one. And what he asked us to do is that because we are loved by the Father and loved by Jesus, that he did all of these marvelous things for us. He gives us life to start with. He sustains us in life, because none of us has life if our God says to us, okay, we're finished now. Come on home or disappear, whatever, which God never does. But he sustains us in life so that every breath we draw, we do it because God has given us that gift of life. So all of the things that we do, the good things that we do for other people, if we can think about our God and how much he loves us and how we try to respond to him in love, then we would do the same kind of things for other people. And in that way we manifest our love for our God. But we have to know something about him. And that's the reason we pray. Our prayer is our constant conversation with our God. You're with your best friend in your life. You stay in touch with them by talking to them. You get to know them better by talking to them. I'm not too sure about the tweeting part. But that's the way we learn. That's the way you learn to love somebody, is you don't just decide one day, there's a person that I'm going to marry. I love that person. But you never talked to him, you never saw the person before. How do you know that? Maybe that person would say, I haven't got time for you at all. But you would have to be in conversation, you would have to learn to know each other's likes and dislikes, and that way you would maybe gradually fall in love with that person. And I think the same is true of God. We have to spend time with him. We have to deal with him as he's real, that he's alive, that he is life. And he wants to be a part of us. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants us to respond to him in kind. As he has been so extremely generous and good to us, he said, I want you to do that for one another. I want you to do that for me. Because you love me. I want you to act out of love for me and for other people. And in that way, your life becomes more peaceful. Your life becomes happier. Our world becomes a much more godlike place. And we all know that should happen in our world somehow. So even though we know this and we can recite this Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God. You love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself. Think about what that means. That means that I'm supposed to act out of love for my God, and I show that love for my God by dealing wisely and well and lovingly with the people around me.